This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Check in with the Buffalo Bills coming up. Jay Billis will stop by. We got big basketball matchups coming up. Jenny Tapp, she works the sidelines as a reporter for Fox Sports. She was on the sidelines for Penn State and Michigan. She'll be on the sidelines for Michigan and Maryland. Does she think Jim Harbaugh is going to be on the sidelines? She'll join us coming up in a little bit. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Say good morning. You're watching on Peacock. Thank you. And our radio affiliates around the country as well. Dan's Deals, they're back. We got some great things there. Seton's been doing this. There's the Kanga coolers pouch that we have. You want to explain this, though? These are college coolers.
Yeah. So they have ones that are not college, and they have other. They have, like, Clemson, Alabama, Mississippi State, a whole South Carolina, a bunch of them. But you could basically, it's a cooler that works with or without ice, and you could take a 12-pack box, and just slide it right into the cooler. Mm. Yeah, it's awesome. It's super, it's lightweight. It fits exactly the 12-pack, or you could put a 6-pack in there if you want to. It's a great cooler, though. It's like one of those things that... if you're not sure what to get somebody, you're like, what the hell am I going to get this person? Or that, all of these gifts are actually great for that.
And you could get this for 50% off. These are Dan's Deals, and it's a Black Friday before Black Friday. You're going to be able to order these coming up on Thursday. I remember Mark Cuban made a deal with these people on Shark Tank back in October of 2020.
Yeah, that's right. These were on Shark Tank, these coolers. Yeah. They're really cool.
So sign up for the DP Show newsletter, and you'll get access to the savings. DanPatrick.com. Put your email address in the box. It slides out bottom right corner. All we're doing is helping you with suggestions for the holidays. And we handpick some things that we think that you would like and take advantage of the savings here. All right. Poll question for hour two. You want to recap hour one?
Yeah, I can do that for you.
Okay. All right.
These are all very coach and player specific poll questions today. All right. We had up there, who's corrected things more? Russell Wilson or Sean Payton. Right now, Sean Payton is getting about 65% of that vote. We also have up there, the Bills are going to be in the Super Bowl or miss the playoffs.
Yeah.
Right now, unfortunately for them, 95% of the audience have missed the playoffs.
Yeah. If I would have said that 2 months ago, that they're not, after 10 games, they're not going to be in consideration for even a playoff spot, you'd probably go, that's not going to happen. Not with Josh Allen, home field advantage. But last night, was it more of Denver winning the game or Buffalo losing the game? It did feel more like Buffalo lost that game. But here is Josh Allen after losing last night.
It sucks. Shouldn't have been in that position in the first place. A lot of bad football. A lot of bad football.
And then... the opposite end of the rainbow. Here's Russell Wilson in a good mood talking about the Broncos. Let's ride.
This is a huge one. This is a good football team we just played. And obviously the past couple weeks we've been playing some really good teams. So to beat the Chiefs, beat these guys, you know, sets a standard of who we should be and who we can be and who we're going to be.
All right. Okay. Feels like Sean Payton has a better handle on his team and his talent. And then it feels like he's limiting Russell Wilson to those big plays. Not necessarily letting him cook. And if he is, it's a TV dinner. It's like, nah, not yet. Let's don't do anything crazy. But Russ did make a couple of plays, though. He escaped. And I still think that, that's really the weapon here. Let him be somebody who can beat you with his arm and his legs. Combine the two. Don't make him just sit in the pocket. This is a month ago today. Broncos had just lost to the Jets. Here's a headline. Insiders predict when the Broncos will bench Russell Wilson. Should Denver consider benching Russell Wilson? Russell Wilson's contract should make the Broncos consider benching the quarterback. There's probably 20 to 30 articles saying the same thing. It was time to make a change in Denver. And then they win three straight. I mean, you had some details here from insiders from the mothership. The Broncos, they have to bite the bullet and cut him before the 2025 guarantee kicks in March. Okay, going to cut him. Here's another insider. The 2025 salary is guaranteed for injury, which deepens the intrigue if the Broncos continue to slide this season. Would Payton pull him for Jared Stidham? Okay. I want to know if they're all in on this now. Russell Wilson already has $39 million guaranteed next season. Any kind of significant injury that would not allow him to pass a physical in March would guarantee another $37 million. At some point, the Broncos probably have to consider pulling him as a starter. I don't know if you feel the same today, this morning, as you did a month ago, exactly a month ago today. That was the conversation about Russell Wilson. Yes, Eaton?
Turns out you don't need to bench him. You just need to get him to stop throwing the ball. Turns out you just need to go back to the what he played in Seattle.
Yeah, pretty much, you know.
Turns out you need to not let him cook.
Yes.
And then, oh, hey, all of a sudden we start winning games. How about that?
He can be a sous chef. He doesn't have to cook. Sean Payton is the one who cooks. But I'm going to give Sean Payton the credit here. I wasn't giving Russell Wilson the blame this year. If you go back, I just said, look, you know, he's not the problem here. He might not be the solution, but he's not the problem here. And he's actually played a whole lot better this year than he did last year. But this is, you know, being in Sean Payton's system, understanding it. I thought at the trade deadline, if you made an offer, you were going to get a wide receiver or two from the Broncos. That's what I find interesting. It felt like they were selling, even though they said they weren't. But it felt like everybody was saying, this is what it cost to get Jerry Jeudy. And then all of a sudden, nobody got traded. And this team is at least respectable. They're 4-5. It's weird how 4-5 doesn't sound so bad to the Bills 5-5, where you go, now the Bills. But, you know, it's a sliding scale of what the expectations were for the Broncos and what they were for the Buffalo Bills. Yes, non-believer Todd Fritz, Broncos phony.
Okay, and not just the Broncos and Bills. This season, because there's no great team, there's a lot of very average teams. So 4-5 is not only respectable, it's kind of par for the course with a lot of the teams that are, as far as what their records are now.
I don't know if you should be talking a lot today, because you didn't believe in your Broncos. You got your Broncos gear.
I'm going to double down the other way and say Denver should be 6-3 because they led week one 16-10 against the Raiders and they were blowing out the Commanders in week two. And
Todd,
found a way
Todd,
to blow
Todd, we're not doing that. No, we're not doing that. You didn't think they would win last night.
I thought they would lose by two touchdowns.
Yes. Yes, Paul.
The Broncos have an interesting schedule coming up. They host the Vikings, the surprisingly good Vikings, then the Browns, who seem better, and the Texans, who are threatening. And then the Chargers and Lions. I mean, that's not easy at all.
They could lose all those games.
Right. They could go 0-4.
Now I hope they do, just for you, Todd. No, I'm.
That's
I tried
really not the nice thing.
I tried to get you to understand that they could win that game last night, and you wouldn't buy in. You kept going, no, they're going to lose by 13.
Regardless of how much they were going to lose by, they did look like they were about to blow it when it was 22-21.
Yeah, but they won the game, Todd. They won the game.
Barely.
Ask the Buffalo Bills if they would take it barely.
I love that they won, but they missed
you
extra
did not
point.
Believe. You should not be wearing Broncos gear. MAC football tonight. Spurs at the Thunder, which is what I'll be watching, and Timberwolves at the Warriors. Jim Harbaugh speaks, and not sure if he's going to speak at a hearing coming up on Friday. Jenny Taft of Fox Sports will have more information on that. Yes, Paulie.
Going back to Russell Wilson, yeah, it felt like a classic. It did feel like a classic Seahawks game, like Sean was saying. You know, remember the back in the day when he would always get the ball and they'd be down like 14-10 to start the fourth quarter? And you're like, okay, make sure he has the ball last. Make sure Russ has the ball last. He doesn't have like the weapons, but it did feel like one of those old day Seahawks games from 8 years ago.
Nobody's had more comebacks, fourth quarter comebacks, than Russell Wilson has since he came into the league. That was his 42nd one. But I always look at it and go, why are you always losing? Why do we need a comeback? If you were better in the first three quarters, then you don't need a comeback there.
We did a stat once with our old stat guy, and Russell Wilson in the first three quarters, this was like prime Russ in Seattle. He was like a B quarterback the first three quarters.
Yeah.
And then the fourth quarter, he was A+. It was like him and Rodgers were the fourth quarter guys.
But how do you get down to then have to come back? That's what I always wonder. But last night, Broncos got a win. But this is more about the Buffalo Bills. Steve Tasker, who's the former Bills All-Pro, he's an analyst for the Bills. He'll join us coming up in about an hour from now. Does he think the season is over? And what can you change? What can you change, if anything, for this team? Luciano in Brooklyn is back with us. Hey, Luciano.
Hey, morning, couple.
Hey, bud.
Marvin, Peace King, what up, son? And to the good fellas, Todd Seaton and the funny guy who says he doesn't know what it's about. Que cosa? It's about honor. It's about loyalty. It's about being a stand-up guy. That's what it's about.
Mm. Okay.
All right, Capo. It's right. Time to earn your paycheck, baby.
Here we go.
Okay, so before you make this ruling, I need you to make this a jury trial and bring in King Marvin and the good fellas because I have a bet with a local scumbag for 5 slices of provolone. And he's under the impression because of my status in my neighborhood that I might be able to influence your ruling. So here we go. Recently, the 76ers have announced via Allen Iverson that they're putting up a statue of the answer on the Legends Walk in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is well-deserved, but it also sparked a very colorful debate that falls like right in your wheelhouse. And when I say in your wheelhouse, I'm talking just like a big fat meatball over the plate to Barry Bonds when he had that big old balloon head. Like, forget about it. You know it's getting crushed, right?
All right.
So smell me on this. Who's had a greater cultural influence on the NBA? Allen, everybody's copied my physical aesthetics, Iverson. Or Michael Jordan, yeah, but everybody wears my shoes, Jordan.
Okay, let's go around the room. I have my answer. Todd, culturally...
I'm going to say Allen Iverson for culturally.
Seton O'Connor.
I'm still going to say Jordan.
All right. Marvin, culturally, bigger impact.
Michael Jordan.
Paulie?
A quick second on this one. I would say Nike made the culture thing.
That's not one of the options.
Right. Allen Iverson walked in with his own look. He apologized to nobody, and people loved it. I would say Iverson on the youth, he himself had more of an impact.
I would say Iverson, culturally, you know, business-wise, Jordan did, but the culture of what Iverson did when he came in with tattoos, you know, cornrows, the throwback jerseys, the way he played for a little guy to be able to play that way, I would say Iverson for me. Yeah, see.
I don't know that you can, well, business-wise, certainly, I don't know that you can understate the cultural importance that the Jordan brand has had. It's created almost an entire industry just based on selling and reselling sneakers,
yeah.
75% of which are just Jordans, and then the rest are like Yeezys for a couple of years or whatever, some Dunks here and there, but that's basically its own industry. There's entire social media platforms dedicated to just those sneakers.
Yeah, but that's a product. Iverson is a person. So he did it himself. Jordan didn't even want to go to Nike. He wanted to go to Adidas. So Adidas, Jordan helped them create this image, Air Jordan. And then, of course, they were great shoes. And I understand the status of those. But I think a person culturally as opposed to a product.
But if Nike could have done it without Jordan, why didn't they? They were a running sneaker before he got there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was Jordan that did it. Jordan made it possible for Nike to do that. I get that you kind of maybe can't do one without the other. If Jordan had gone to Adidas, would they have been the same thing? I don't really know. But Nike, I mean, Michael Jordan put Nike on the map.
Well, they made it a bigger map with Nike. Nike was on the map.
A massively bigger map.
Yes. But Iverson was one person. One person. He didn't have a company that, you know, capitalized on this. And maybe they couldn't. I'm just saying that what Iverson did, we had not seen before. And what Jordan did, we had not seen before. You know, it's an unfair question from the standpoint of Jordan. I mean, the fact that Jordan makes millions overnight when he's in bed, you know, that everybody wants to wear these shoes, that is probably making him emeritus. Whereas Iverson, I think that was a look in the NBA. Opened the door for tattoos. And he had no apologies. And the way he played at his size, you know, that, yeah, it's not a fair question just because of the enormity of that Jordan brand. Yeah, Paul.
You know, I thought Luciano was going to ask us when he brought up Iverson and getting the statue. I thought he was going to ask us, is Allen Iverson deserving of a statue? Because if you don't win a title for a franchise, it's hard to get a statue, but he's statue worthy, Allen Iverson. Again, impact on the court, what he did at his size, how beloved he was in Philly and is in Philly. For guys who don't have titles, like Dan Marino, Allen Iverson, there's only a couple that are statue worthy.
He got to the NBA Finals. I mean, Marino got to a Super Bowl. But, yeah, Marv.
And Allen Iverson has as many scoring titles as Kevin Durant. That's nuts to think about. A guy, when I saw Allen Iverson in person, I was like, wait.
Oh, I know.
I'm a little taller than he is. And he's over here dominating. He was dominating and taking Eric Snow and Aaron McKee Theo Ratliff.
That's true.
To the NBA Finals.
That's up there with LeBron's team.
Yeah. That's neck and neck. And you go down basketballreference.com, you're like, wait, who's on that?
Bill Simmons should have done something on the worst teams to go to the NBA Finals. Because and I covered that Sixers Finals. And I covered the Spurs Finals, too. And I'm like, when they went out on the floor against the Spurs, and I go, this is not going to end well. Not going to end well. And then Philly, I think, won game one against the Lakers. And I'm thinking, wow, maybe they can make this a series. And then and then reality set in. Yes, Paulie.
Yeah, that Allen Iverson team, what would that be, 2001?
Yeah.
01,
I think.
They had like George Lynch, Tyrone Hill, Theo Ratliff, Eric Snow, nice complimentary players. Not even like a B player. Not like, you know, even close to a Scottie Pippen.
But they're not starters.
Right. Well,
they shouldn't even be starters.
They were all starting on this team. Aaron McKee was off the bench. Dikembe, an older Mutombo, an older Tony Kukoc. There wasn't a Batman and a Robin. There was no Robin. Batman and Batman.
Damn. I at least thought there was like a Larry Hughes on that team. Like, all right, he can give me like 18 a night. Nope, not even that.
Larry Hughes.
Like one of those guys, like Paulie was just saying, like a B player. Like, okay, he can give me 17 or 18 a night.
Man, I mean, to drag them to the NBA Finals.
Like those two, the Pistons got
a report. You deserve a statue for dragging that team to the NBA Finals. You do.
What if the statue was Allen Iverson
carrying
with the whole team on his back?
Like have Eric Snow with his arm out holding on to Iverson, Theo Ratliff, and then there's little Iverson, you know, dragging them to the NBA Finals.
Cart full of players. Yeah. Towing them.
He's got to come back on the show, by the way. That,
AI.
He said he didn't want to lift weights because they looked heavy. That's what made
He's got that voice, though. He's got that Tone Loke voice. What a character, man. What a character. All right. We'll get to phone calls coming up. Jay Billis a little bit later on. And Steve Tasker, who covers the Bills, will join us. And coming up next, Jenny Taft. She'll be on the sidelines for Michigan and Maryland. Is she expecting Jim Harbaugh to be there as well? Back after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Listen to Comeback Stories. I'm Darren Waller. You may know me best as a tight end for the New York Giants. You may also know me for my story of overcoming addiction and alcoholism. You may have heard a few of my tracks as an artist or a producer. and you may have seen the work that I've done through my foundation. And you may know my friend and co-host, Donnie Starkins, as well. He's a mindfulness teacher, a yoga instructor, a life coach, a man fully invested in seeing people reach their fullest potential. And we've come to form this platform of Comeback Stories to really highlight not only our own adversity, but adversity in the lives of well-known guests with amazing stories. Catch us every week on Comeback Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. A lot of times when you see a coach going off the sidelines at halftime, there's an understanding that the sideline reporter is going to get two questions. Sometimes it's only one. Maybe it's three. There's a discussion maybe pregame if you're going to talk to the coach. And I was wondering with Jenny Taft, she was working the sidelines with Penn State in Michigan, and Jenny joins us now. At what point did you realize that Harbaugh wasn't going to be there, and how much prep work did you have on what you were going to talk to him about?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on. This is really special to be a part of the show, so thank you. And, you know, it was one of those situations, Dan, where you're not I've never been in a situation like this before, where oftentimes the broadcast has a lot more information going into the game. Maybe the public doesn't know. We had no idea if Harbaugh was going to show up minutes before the game. And throughout the week, we had had a conversation with Coach Harbaugh, and he said, if for some reason I am not able to coach, it will be Sherrone Moore. So we knew that going into it, but they really did not believe that that was going to be the situation. So I felt a little bit like an investigative reporter on Saturday morning. And yeah, you're always looking at body language and talking to players and coaches. And it was just a different energy because no one knew. I interviewed Sherrone Moore during warmups when they still didn't know if Harbaugh could potentially show up. And obviously the mood continued to shift. So I know Sherrone Moore, and I've gotten to know him pretty well over the years, and he had a calm confidence to the way he was carrying himself. But then when he realized he was going to be the guy, I did feel like he tensed up, and you could just sense that it was a big opportunity for him.
Okay, let's say Harbaugh showed up. What was your question going to be prior to the game?
Oh, gosh. First of all, Harbaugh, it's been years for me convincing him to do these interviews. So as you know, he doesn't love them, but I would have chased him down and said, Coach, the last 24 hours have been insane. You've been in your hotel room. What has been going through your mind? And how are you prepared to win this game today? I think the issue is, and I've been asked this, do you ask about the allegations in that moment? And I tend to believe that you have to allow the game to play out. And perhaps after a win, I would have taken that opportunity to congratulate him on the win. Had they won with Harbaugh coaching, I assume it would have been the same outcome there. And then you possibly give him the opportunity to address a different audience, because he's spoken about it, you know, in his press conferences. But I would try to give him that moment. But as we all know with Harbaugh, and as Sherrone Moore did the same, they like to start the interview and then hand him off to a player. So I'm kind of used to that when it comes to Michigan.
What do you expect? Is Harbaugh on the sidelines this weekend?
Boy, I have a feeling yes, just based on how confident they seem to be. Obviously, we know that hearing is set for Friday, and I'm sure you saw some of his quotes yesterday from his presser saying that he's watched plenty of Judge Judy and he's prepared for his big moment. I mean, he had an all-time list of quotes yesterday that I just, to say that Harbaugh is not stressed about this, it's kind of crazy, but I don't think he really is. And he said to us over and over again, and this is what he is telling us, I did not know what was going on. And, you know, he's handled the pressure, and he said to me, I don't want the players to deal with this. Let everyone come my way. So Harbaugh knows the hard questions are coming. He hasn't decided as of yesterday if he will speak on Friday, but if he's not there, Sherrone Moore will continue. And after what we saw from Saturday and the way he was able to do both, manage that offense and lead the team, I thought it was pretty impressive.
We had Brady Quinn on yesterday, and I said, and he was talking about this too, could you set up a camera where I was more interested in watching Harbaugh watch the game than I would have been watching the game itself. But is there any chance that you could do an interview with him, or even the broadcasters could do an interview with him if he's watching from a hotel room?
Oh, I mean, you better believe I'm going to ask. I actually did ask that question, if we could send a camera to the hotel. I was shut down by Michigan, which I understand. I mean, sure. At that point, they don't even know. And I'm like, where is he watching? Oh, he's in the hotel room. I said, with whom? Like, is he watching solo and just pacing? Like, Harbaugh watching a game in his hotel room should have been just like a Steadicam video we were going to on the side. So, look, I guess we don't know until Friday takes place, but I know that Fox will do whatever we can to make sure we have some sort of Harbaugh cam, and I will do my best to get all that inside scoop. And he is going to talk to me if he's there. He can't say no to me this time.
Do you know that for sure?
Well, I mean, I'm going to make it very clear to him, because, like, you have to talk. And I've given him this out in the past, but at the same time, like, Coach Harbaugh, you got to talk now. So
it's too big of a news story, and hopefully he understands that. Plus, he's playing the victim, and now he's the coach of America's team. And
yeah, that's what he said, America's team, right? And I know he doesn't like doing interviews, because I know he wants the attention to be about the players, but this is different. And I do think he understands that now. So I don't worry, when we get off this, I'm going to text Michigan's SID and make sure we're prepared for all interviews.
Well, they're probably watching, writing down all of this. We're talking to Jenny Tapp. She'll be on the sidelines, Fox Big Noon Saturday, and it'll be Michigan and Maryland. Then it'll be Ohio State and Michigan the following Saturday. Oh, my God. How physical does it get on the sidelines for you?
What do you mean?
You know, post-game, jostling, trying to get a coach, camera people, like, you know.
It's pretty intense. Look, I think back on Michigan-Ohio State a couple years ago when Michigan had finally gotten the win, Ann Arbor, snow coming down. I'm trying to find Aiden Hutchinson. I'm actually pregnant at the time, which is wild, considering some of my security guards were like, we don't want you to do the interview of the storming of the field. And I'm like, you think I'm going to miss this interview? Oh, wow. Like, there's no way. So yeah, at times it's a little intense, but that's half the reason why I love the energy of being a sideline reporter. I think you feel it in a different way when you're on the field and you're chasing down coaches. We tend to have a plan, right? Like, had Penn State won, I would have tried to find Coach Franklin to the side. Like, at some point you have to a little bit map it out, because if you don't want to miss the coach, that's the worst case in any field storming situation. But yeah, it gets physical, but at the same time, it's kind of what I love about it. And I would never turn down any of those interviews. Like, I sprint to get to that coach as fast as I can when the game ends. And yeah, Sharone, did I anticipate the tears? No, I felt he was starting to feel it. Like, it was sinking in right before we had kind of chatted. And then once he started to get a little emotional, I soaked it up a little bit, and I felt like I didn't anticipate the swearing. He actually did text me right after, which I thought was really sweet. He said, I'm so sorry I got emotional. I'm sorry about the F-bombs, but like, I couldn't help myself. And I think that that just speaks to the emotion of college football. Like, it's just, they had been through a lot and it was a big deal for him.
Loudest stadium you've been in?
The Big House is hard to top. It really is. I know I'm just talking about Michigan, but like, you know, I was pretty impressed by Beaver Stadium. This was our second game at Penn State. And I will say that the way it's set up, it's just a really impressive fan base and crowd. And I haven't had a night game there, but we've just really enjoyed going to Happy Valley. And like, that crowd it's pretty special.
Being a journalist, can you confirm this, that Brady Quinn does a party pump before he goes on the show, on Big Noon Kickoff?
I mean, Brady does it all, right? Like, Brady is, what can't he do? He got stopped twice on our way home for autographs. I'm like, this guy, like, it's just, he can't get away from being Brady Quinn. And he's a great teammate. I'm actually so lucky to work with a guy like him. I know he comes on the show often, so I should have texted him for some insight.
He seems like he could be high maintenance, though. You know, hair, makeup.
Well, it's just one of those, like, when he looks better than me, that's just not a great sign for, like, a broadcast crew. I feel like I try to put myself together, and then I'm standing next to Brady Quinn, and, like, you do what you can.
Yeah, I know. It's not fair. That's why he's called Beefo Brady. Beefo Brady. good luck this weekend. We'll be watching. Thanks for joining
us. Thank
you. Congrats on your baby, too. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Jenny Taft, she'll be on the sidelines there looking for Jim Harbaugh. It's Michigan and Maryland, and then Ohio State and Michigan the following Saturday. It's a job that your job is to make it look easy, smooth, fluid, and it's not, because it can be choppy and chaotic and survival, especially when the fans storm the field and then you're just looking, you're looking, your camera person's there, and there's this, you know, sea of people, and you're trying to do your job. And the fans are running by and yelling and screaming. They want to be on camera. It's chaos. It's disorganized chaos. I was going to say organized chaos, but there's nothing organized about that. But to be able to ask the question, and you know, when you see that reporter and she has to, or he has to run off the field with the coach, because the coach won't even stop sometimes. And then you're like, I'm going to kind of slow down, ask your question. Hey, what changes are you going to have in the second half? Yeah, as if I'm going to tell you. Good luck, coach, in the second half. Yeah. Yeah, Marv.
I've worked a couple of NBA games where the national TV games, where they have the post-quarter interviews, and you can see they're pre-taped before they come back from commercial break.
Yeah.
And so as soon as the horn sounds off at the end of the quarter, the coach, hey, Izzy, hey, George, whoever it is, yeah, right? And they do it, and then they're just so irritated. Like, so there's somebody from the PR department.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to do this.
Does anybody enjoy doing it?
Greg Popovich lets you know he hates it.
Oh, I know that. Yes, Todd.
Be professional. Don't be rude. They're doing their job. They're not coming up upon you and attacking you with a microphone. This is all planned ahead of time. It's all part of the broadcast rights. You know it's coming. Just deal with it. If you want to give a vague, bad answer, whatever, but you know a couple of questions are coming. Don't be nasty or rude and have one foot like out the door towards the locker room while you're talking to them.
Thank you, Tim.
I hate that.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we needed that insight. Yes, Marv.
But in my situation, they weren't rude. They just kind of, and then they go over and they're really nice and cordial to the person interviewing them, because that they're just doing their job. Popovich is a whole different animal, though.
Yeah, Yeah, Paulie.
My favorite post-game interviews were always the NCAA tournament after the final team lost, and they interviewed the, you know, Jay Wright, and Jay Wright's jumping around, he's got the net. And then they go, let's throw it to Bonnie Bernstein of CBS with Roy Williams. And all of a sudden, they bring out, they drop the background sound. I know how they do this. They drop the background sound. It's an empty hallway, and there's Roy Williams and Bonnie Bernstein. Coach, and she has to do funeral voice. It's a totally different interview.
How do you feel, Coach? How do you think I feel? What did you say to your team?
Yeah, Coach.
Yeah. Are you going to North Carolina? Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
On the other hand, when I first started ESPN, I got to do a little field producing, and I saw Andrea Kramer. And Andrea Kramer, you guys all know her, right? She can't be more than 5'3". And there was a post game where she was going to get, I think it was like Bob Davie or someone from Notre Dame. And there's security and there's people and there's flushing. She went in there and she was pushing people physically.
Oh, that she's gonna get her
man. She's getting her man.
She will get her man.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. She had a forearm out and the microphone in the other hand, and she went right into the pile and got arm around Bob David. Really impressive.
She is as determined as anybody I've ever met to get the story. Absolutely. Yes, Marv.
Is the Super Bowl the wildest post game like thing you're a part of where people are physically pushing each other?
Well, that's different because there's a lot of different agendas going on at the end of the Super Bowl. And I only know where I was. I would be behind the goalpost and then waiting for the podium. I knew where the podium was going to be built, the platform, the stage. And then I would just wait. And it took about 5 minutes that they came out of nowhere, set it all up. And then all of a sudden you walk up there because they're going to commercial break. Next thing you know, somebody is carrying the Super Bowl trophy up. Commissioner's up there, owner's up there, quarterback's up there, coaches up there, maybe another player is up there. And that happens so quickly. But I know where I'm going. You know, my mark from A to B is probably 15 or 20 yards straight ahead. That's it. But trying to get everybody and get them up there, you know, they're out there hugging with family and friends, even you know, when you carry the trophy up, you got to have an opening for them to carry. Joe Namath was walking the trophy up, and the players kind of parted the sea and let Joe come up there, and they were touching the Super Bowl. It's so quick. It is chaos. And people yelling. I mean, you know, I have Kevin Hart down there, you know, at the base of the steps yelling, I should be up there. I'm an Eagles fan. I'm a big Eagles fan. And I'm going, that sounds like Kevin Hart. Now, I'm getting ready to hand out the trophy, and I got Kevin Hart, like, I don't know, 20 feet away, yelling at security that he should be up there on the podium. And it's just wild. There's nothing like it. I mean, not many people get to experience that, but those who do know what I'm talking about, where you go, oh, my God. And you just want to get up there and not make a mistake. That's it. The one mistake I made was with Gronk. When he was holding the trophy and I'm interviewing him, and I said, did you ever think that you would get this feeling again? He goes, this is my first Super Bowl. And then you go, ah, me. But it wasn't, it was more the team. Did you guys ever think you would get this feeling again? But Gronk goes, no, this is my first Super Bowl. And I'm like, all right, you got me. And then you got to just quickly rally and go, all right, Gronk, thank you. Julian Edelman, come on in here. Did you ever think that you would get this feeling again? No, we didn't. All right, let me take a break. More phone calls coming up. My thanks to Jenny joining us. And top of the hour, we'll dive in with the Buffalo Bills with Steve Tasker. Jay Billis stops by. You know, Jay's a lawyer. I want him to represent Jim Harbaugh and Michigan. And then I want him to represent the Big Ten. We'll put Billis on the spot there. All right, we'll take a break back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com. ExpressPros.com. Big Ten Saturday night, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Saturday on NBC and Peacock. Here comes Saturday night, presented by Discover. Seton, would you update the poll results?
Which poll question would you like updated, Dan? We've got many going.
And then we're going to play the Super Bowl game coming up.
Here's a new poll question for you. Josh Allen is a top three NFL quarterback or hurting his team as much as helping it, Paul?
He's not a top three quarterback. Certainly not now.
He was at one point.
Yes, he was. But it feels like it's a... We were rooting for the Bills, I think. It sounds like there was a collective in the media that they were kind of, this is their time, the last 3 years. But then...
Felt like there was good reason for that, though.
Yeah, and then the injuries to the defense. But, you know, offensively, you can't be a team that goes deep into the playoffs if you have 25 pass interceptions and lost 8 fumbles and you're the quarterback, and that's since 2022. I mean, that's not a long time. And then Trevor Lawrence is second, 6 turnovers behind you. And sometimes you're trying to do too much. I understand that. Josh Allen probably reverting back to his days at Wyoming when he had to do everything or felt like he had to do everything. But back then, you could do everything. When you get to the pros, you can try to do everything, but somebody's going to be a little bit quicker, stronger, faster. You're going to make mistakes, and they're going to capitalize on that. And all these turnovers last night are not on him, but he still has to deal with the fallout from that. If they score a touchdown, now does that change your game plan? Are you able to run the ball, forcing a pass in? Stephon Diggs had, I think, 4 targets last night. 5 targets. How's that possible? It's like Devontae Adams. You know, they realize, hey, we should go to Devontae Adams 12, 14 times a game. And then they go, man, he's great. Yes, that's why you go to him 12 or 14 times. What's the downside? Yeah? I don't go to Hunter Renfro. I want to go to Devontae Adams as much as possible. Stephon Diggs as much as possible. Jamar Chase as much as possible. Justin Jefferson when he's in there. Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce. At least 10 targets. Anything else is malpractice, where you're going, what are you doing?
That's a great word, malpractice. Like, there was a couple games where Garoppolo didn't throw to Devontae Adams in the first half. You're like, Okay, he threw 16 passes. There has to be one target.
Yes. And I mean, sometimes you go, okay, a coach can be too smart or outsmart himself, like, eh, we're going to use him as a decoy. Okay. All I know is that guy who's the decoy is still better than double covered than some of my guys who have single coverage here. And make him an occasional decoy if you want. Not like the Detroit Lions did with Barry Sanders when they get to the goal line, that they never gave him the ball. Barry ended up with 99 touchdowns, I think. He probably should have had 15 more. But I remember Wayne Fonts was the head coach. And they'd get down to the goal line. They go, you know what? They think Barry's going to get it. And I'd be like, even if they think he's going to get it, no, he's going to get it. I like my chances with Barry Sanders. But I remember talking to him privately about that. And he said, I don't understand it. Like, you get down to the goal line. I helped you get there. I'll get you in. But, you know, outsmart yourself. All right, let's play the Super Bowl game, Paulie. And give us the rules for the Super Bowl game. Do we have any music for the Super Bowl game?
Custom unique music we've never used before.
The silver and black clad masters of intimidation nearly took Joe Theismann's head off.
Which NFL team that currently does not possess a winning record could make the Super Bowl? Your pick to make the Super Bowl.
Okay.
They cannot have a winning record.
Okay.
Any questions on the format?
Now, winning record.
So is 5-5 a winning record?
They would be eligible for this game.
Okay.
That would not be a winning record.
Correct.
Okay.
I'm checking. That's okay. Not.
Give me the teams that are eligible.
Okay. The Bills, the Jets, the Patriots, the Bengals are not eligible. The Colts, the Titans, the Las Vegas Raiders, the LA Chargers.
Wait, why aren't the Bengals?
The Bengals are 5-4.
Oh, 5-4. Okay.
Ineligible.
Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay.
They're too good for this question.
Way too good.
Okay.
The Commanders, the Giants, the Packers, the Bears,
ew,
the Saints, the Bucks, the Falcons, the Panthers, the entire NFC South, of course.
Match.
The Rams, the Cardinals. Those are all teams that do not possess winning records currently.
All right. Todd, do you have a pick?
I do. My first thought was the Bills, but I'm going to go with the New Orleans Saints since I was big on them at the beginning of the year.
All right. Seton O'Connor.
I'm actually also going to say the New Orleans Saints, but I'm not because beginning of the year, but because their strength of schedule. They don't play very many tough teams the rest of the year.
All right. Marvin?
Oh, I'm going to completely disagree with them. I'm going to Buffalo Bills.
Okay. By the way, Marvin and his documentary tomorrow, the school magazine at Connecticut is coming in to do the Last Dance, sort of a documentary on Marvin tomorrow.
I hope it's not The Last Dance.
Yeah. So if Marvin is not all in tomorrow and he's distracted, you'll understand why. Because they're doing a big expose on Marvin. And they're so proud of you. Were they proud of you before you got on the TV and radio portion of this program?
I don't think they knew I existed. See,
but now, no. Yeah. Now you're on TV and radio. We're really proud of you, Marvin. All right, Paulie, do you have your pick?
It's tough. I'm also going to go with the Bills. They got the Jets and the Patriots. They can pick off a couple.
Yeah, but then they got the Cowboys and the Chiefs and the Eagles and the Dolphins.
It's a brutal game.
I'm going to say, I have to say the Bills because I had them going to the Super Bowl against the Eagles. So, yes, I'm going to take the Buffalo Bills. And that's your Super Bowl game.
You can play at home.
Yeah.
Bills have the Eagles, Chiefs, Cowboys, Dolphins, Patriots, Chargers, Jets.
Yeah.
Not in that order.
No, not easy.
No.
Not easy.
The four of those, for sure, are tough.
How about the Victor Wembanyama Chet Holmgren game? Do we have time to play that?
We haven't played that one in years, Dan.
Okay.
Total points, rebounds, assists, blocks, and steals for Vic Wembanyama and Chet Holmgren. Who you got?
Like, who has more?
Who has more total of all those stats combined?
I'm going to go Wemby, even though he's going against my Oklahoma City Thunder.
I'm going Chet.
Okay. All right.
Everyone knows it's Wemby. I'm going to go Chet, too.
All right.
I'm going to go Chet.
Chet.
Okay. Once a Chet, always a Chet.
Wemby.
All right. We'll check in with the Buffalo Bills coming up.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.